Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Zainab here with Islamic upbringing, real parenting questions and Islamic answers and expert guidance. Yes, that's what we do in this program. We read out your queries, questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children, and then our guest experts help you reach out the solutions through the teachings of Quran and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And also we take help from the wisdom of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Today in our studio, we have with us Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat Abbas is a scholar, a psychologist to help us navigate through tough moments of upbringing. So, to start with, Brother, today we have some questions. So, let's start. This is a mother of a question. She says that my four-year-old cries and clings to me every morning at school drop-off. He also won't stay with grandparents even for an hour. I feel guilty, trapped, and can't work or take a break. Is it normal? How do I get him to separate without the meltdown? Mm. Well, I think that's the problem with a lot of mothers who are also working mothers who also want to make a balance with their work and also motherhood.
Okay.
And I as a mother can feel that the guilt, the trapped between the guilt and the, you know, work and everything you want to balance. So yeah, so all mothers have all ears towards you now, Brother Liaquat Abbas, for the guidance.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Even the fathers, by the way, as a working father. So yeah, normally the thing is the parents are attached to their kids. Likewise, the kids are more attached to their parents. At a few places, the parents are so much attached that I've heard cases that the mother, when she leaves her child at the school, after she leaves him or her, then she starts crying. Why? Because she's unable to leave her child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Though she wants a break. Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the affection and the bond always pulls her towards her child. Likewise with the child, of course, the child has a lot of right in this case, because it's everything that the child has, that is the parents,
yeah,
be it the father or the mother. Okay, so over here, the first,
as you mentioned, like the mother leaves the child and starts crying, I have my own personal experience. Like we here at Hausa, while we're studying mm-hmm. Hausa, and I had a baby was only 8 months old, and the crutch in our seminary school was accepting kids for a daycare as young as 6 months old. But I just waited a bit, like for 8 months. And after 8 months, when I dropped him for the first time, and I started crying in the class as a mother for the first time. But the daycare was amazing. They were, yeah, really, because it was a daycare of the seminary school. So maybe that's why it was amazing. But still, you know, I still remember the day back 11 years ago, crying.
That was your first experience as a mother as well,
yeah,
in the first place. And the second thing is you are attached completely to
but
a lot.
Although, like, seminary school had given us quite options. Like we had a class for 50 minutes, and every 50 minutes, after every 50 minutes, we could go and visit them for 15 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So
amazing.
that was very nice. But
amazing.
still, like having that coming and going and having that take care right beneath our classes, everything like that. All those facilities were there, but still, I'm saying that still as a mother,
I happen
to cry.
This, the very fact that the mother should stay, especially the mothers, because the emotional aspect is a lot inside the mothers. So I would say they would feel a lot more emotional towards their children because the child is also extremely small, considering the age which you have said, that is 8 months. That means the child is completely dependent on you, especially, of course. So we have to balance everything, just like you have said, and that I have to go to house of our studies, or right now you're coming for work at the radio. So you have to balance, like, it can't be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to leave everything and I'm just going to focus on my child. It's not possible, and we shouldn't even do this thing as well, because there are parents whom I know, especially the mothers, they get extremely frustrated, they get burned out because of the motherhood itself. They get some parents are like, some mothers, they go into depression as well, unfortunately, which is not a good thing.
You remind me of a hadith from Imam Ali al-Islam, wherein he says to one of his children on the marital advice, and he says that, do not overburden her with something that you can also do. But unfortunately, in many cultures, like, many parents think, okay, now that we have a child, it's all responsibility of a woman. While as Imam Ananda, the hadith calls women a flower, right?
You know, even in Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, indeed, the point is right. Like, consider the women as flowers, and even Shahid Rahbar, he says that according to him, from all the extract what he has got from Quran and Ahadith narrations, he says that the woman is like a scent, the flower scent inside
fragrance.
The house. Yeah, fragrance.
Indeed.
Exactly. So that is something which needs to be discussed.
Amazing,
as well.
Amazing, yeah. So just because you just touched upon the martyred leader, there's again a lot of things that are coming to my mind I would like to discuss after a short break. Dear listeners, stay with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing the trapped mothers who want a balance between their work and also the child upbringing. Well, Pradliyakar, like we were talking about the concern of this mother who is a working mother and she feels trapped, and you know, she wants to work as well and also handle the child, and she doesn't want to feel the guilt. I remember, like, when I gave birth to a child, and after even just a few days, I just was contacting my work team that why we're not working, and they were like, you can't work right now, at least now. And I was like, no, I have to work right now, because our work is like just for a few, 1 hour or 2 hours, and then you just go back. And they were like, we are not taking you anywhere, you're just going to be with your child as of now. And then I sent a statement from the martyred leader. A martyred leader was questioned by a lady at the end of his speech that, I am trapped. The same question. I'm trapped. Shall I do motherhood, or shall I study, or shall I work? And rapper says one statement, an amazing statement. And he says that none of these is an obstacle to the other. Do all the things in the best version possible.
Amazing, indeed. So basically, the concept of moderation and balance is always supported by Islamic claims. In life, from the life of Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, you see, after Imam, of course, there were not wars all the time, you see.
Yeah.
So there were times when the war used to end, and there were like very short wars, I would say.
Yeah.
Like the Battle of Badr lasted for like a 1 day or 2 days, example. Uhud, 1 day, you see. And khandaq, like 10 days. Few say it lasted for about 20 days.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even in khandaq, the battle of khandaq, Amirul Mu'mineen was with his family. It wasn't like, okay, so Imam used to leave his family. He used to go away for like 6 months, 1 year or something like that. And then again, he used to come back. This is not the concept. If this is the concept, this is a wrong concept, okay?
Yeah.
The largest battle or the longest battle which lasted was of Siffin. They say it lasted for about 6 months. Few say it lasts for about 3 months. Anyways, this is another discussion altogether. Even Jamal lasted for like 3 days. That's it. So anyways, so you see, like the other days, Amirul Mu'mineen used to go for work. He used to earn for livelihood.
Yeah.
And then he used to come home. He used to help his wife, Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra, salamu alayha. So this is very important. Like, he used to maintain a balance between outside work, that is working and earning livelihood, and coming back home and helping his wife and children, of course, playing with Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam.
So I think one of the biggest things that we have to break down here, and be that in any culture, because this is not in Islam, is that many of the cultures have taught their men that it's against masculinity if you just start helping your wife with any of the, be that household chores or be that upbringing of the child.
There's no shame, actually.
Exactly.
Like a husband working in the house, helping his wife, his family all together, carries a lot of rewards. Of course, the wife as well. There are numerous narrations, like if the wife cooks food, so much of reward. If the husband helps so-and-so, so much of reward. Helps his wife for just like an hour or something, like a thousand of hajj will be written for him. Anyways, like the narrations are there. On the other side, Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra, she used to share her, she used to give permission as well, like to for Amir al-Mu'mineen to help her. And of course, it was needed.
Mm-hmm.
This is number one. Number two, which is more important over here, and this is the place where I want the parents to have a lot of attention towards. And that is, they used to, that is Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima, salamu alayhi, they used to send their children, Imam al-Hassan, Imam Hussein, and other children when they were there, to the house of Rasulullah.
Yeah.
And they used to go out. They used to go into garden and stuff, like whatever, like a place where...
Do their chores,
Yeah, exactly, like a recreational or going out. So that's like, that's completely fine. And and unfortunately, the concept which is there in our mind is like, Sayyidah Fatima used to stay at home, that's it, locked. No, this is wrong completely. If we go into, if we go and look at history, they used to go out.
They had outings, they had recreation.
Yeah, exactly, like any other person, you see. Yeah. Imam al-Hasan, Imam Hussein, they used to go to Rasulullah's house. They used to stay over there. They used to come back.
Yeah.
And even Rasulullah used to come a few days. He used to take them out. You
take them out.
This should be there encouraged.
Unfortunately, just to, show that concept of extreme hijab and all, I as a child have heard that, son never saw her. she never came out of her house because even the son, the heir, they didn't even... saw her, which are very, I think,
this is kind of exaggeration,
exaggeration and wrong concept, and it's something for inhuman, because we have also in Quran, like a prophet, regarding the prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, he is from you yourself, like he's from the same substance that you are created from, nothing like less or more than that. So Allah is trying to show that they face the same difficulties, same, like they breathe like you, they have all the feelings like you. So we should not exaggerate, and at the same time we have to understand.
And as for the mothers, Sayyidah Fatima was also a mother. She had all the motherly instincts just like all the mothers had.
Exactly.
Probably more than the mothers, like in the present era mothers, and all the mothers of the universe, of course, more motherliness in her is existing.
Also, I have read it somewhere, like probably in the same history books, that one of the companions comes, like it's probably Salman who comes, and he says that Imam Hussein is crying, shall I go and handle him, and or shall I help you with the, she's grinding something. And she says that for me, it's better that if I go to Imam Hussein and you grind.
Mm. So beautiful.
Right. So thank you, brother. That was all the time we had for today's episode. And dear listeners, we have to understand that, especially dear fathers, masculinity or maleness does not lie in not helping the women, not helping at home. It rather lies in helping and being with them in each and every step of their life. Thank you for tuning in. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.